your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice suffered a severe right knee injury week four of the 2024 NFL season that caused him to miss the rest of the season. He was back in basically full go at minicamp, and as Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com suggests, it is light off-season work, but could he be ready for the season opener?
Now, this time of year, is it a 100% go? Is he full speed? Not quite there yet. I mean, it looked like he might have been going maybe 85, 90%. But then, you know, that's just this time of year. So, but I think, like you noted, I mean, the fact that he's not wearing anything on that injured knee, nothing for protection of any sort, and looks pretty comfortable. I mean, there might be a little bit of a hitch in the run right now, but with plenty of time to still work through that. And, you know, I mean, a couple of months still for beginning of the season, and that's what training camp is for, to kind of knock off the rust and everything. That's the only thing that I really see that he needs to get done at this point.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Imagine a rustic barn set in the middle of an open field, horses grazing in a pasture, open prairie grasses waving in the breeze, with a beautiful lake background. Does this sound like the perfect backdrop to the wedding you've been dreaming of? Whether you dream of an outdoor, on-the-prairie wedding, or an upstairs-in-the-loft ceremony, we can make your dreams come true at Prairie Ridge Barn in Glen Elder, Kansas. With a 3-day, no-time-limit rental experience, we want you to enjoy your wedding and relax with family and friends. Contact us at prairieridgebarn@gmail.com or find us on Facebook to come and see how you can make our barn into your dream wedding experience.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Here today with Dan Morris and H.J. Ackerman. We're talking about biking across Kansas. Dan, a long trip from St. Francis, Kansas to the middle of north central Kansas to Beloit. Talk about your trip and why you're doing this.
Well, I've done it a couple times, and every time I've done it, it's been a great experience to see Kansas, and I grew up here, and we've had a lot of fun and good people on the trip.
Well, H.J., you met this gentleman in college, and tell us how you met Dan Morris.
Oh my! I'm sure it was in class that we met. Maybe it was called Dark Horse Saloon, but no. We met and we've always kept in touch. And this year it worked out great because he's doing the bike across Kansas and gets to stop in and see me. So,
Dan, when we talk about bike across Kansas, what does it cost? How do you go about it? And what's your favorite part of it?
It's called BAK.com, and you can sign up, and it takes about $400. And they cover meals, and you sleep in all the gymnasiums, and they've got entertainment most nights, and it's been great. It's been great. I think what I like about it best is see all the small towns roll out the red carpet for all the bikers. So it's been great.
Well, Dan, you're talking about a 100-mile ride today. Where are you going? Going to start in Beloit? You're going to finish out where?
We're going to finish in we're looping around Beloit and then finishing up in Mankato. So we started out in Osborne, went through what was the town?
Downs, Cocker City.
Had a nice coffee at Downs and then made our way through Cocker City and then wound up in Mankato tonight.
Well, believe it or not, you're going downhill from
it doesn't feel that way,
St. Francis, but going to talk about western Kansas out there in the old sagebrush rattlesnake country, about the ride and pushing up and down those hills from St. Francis to Norton.
Well, everybody says it's flat, but I go, come out to Kansas and ride a bike and you'll know it's not really flat. So it pushes you on whether you really can get through the day, but everybody's positive and people are in it together and really helpful. So you just pedal on, keep your head down, keep pedaling.
traffic conditions seem to be worse and worse every year. We see, unfortunately, bicyclists versus car. What do you guys do for safety purposes, especially in those hills and those secluded areas that are, heavy traveled and big hills?
They try to keep us off the busy roads, but some of them are unavoidable, so they always communicate with the sheriff and the highway patrol to notify everybody in advance. And then you gotta ride smart, stay in a single file. And we got a couple bad behavior ones, but majority of the people follow the rules and just try to avoid the accidents.
Well, Dan Morris, you live in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
What do you do these days?
Well, I'm retired. I was at IBM for 39 years and retired since 23, and it's been a great experience to be in the retired life.
So, Dan, you starting out Beloit today. Tell us about the rest of the week after you get your 100-mile ride done.
Well, you got to get up in the morning and ride 65 the next day, so there's no rest. And plenty of homemade pie on the way. I've had 7 pieces of pie since I started, so try to eat 1 or 2 pieces of pie a day, and that helps you get there. So it'll be about 60 miles every day until the very last day.
Where will the last place you go to be?
I think it's Troy is the last day. It's a short trip there, right there at the Missouri border, and then we head home after that. So,
well, Dan Morris, appreciate you being on KDNS 94.1 and Z 96.3 Classic Rock with John Bowden.
Enjoyed it. Thank you, sir.